Zeg this was Avi Moria coming so quick because Zeg this was Daniel Shane so sure follow. Okay, so we were doing packet 16. Stachus becomes some kusim. And then we're doing the tshuva of the node of Yehuda. And now we're up to Mzigas HaKos. So if you look on page 10 in packet 16, it says, Amar Yitzchak Chanina Marachuna, Kol Malacha She'isha Osa Labayla, Nida Osa Labayla. That any malacha that a woman normally does for her husband, she could do even when she's a Nida, except Chutz Mimzikas HaKos. So it's Samita. So let's talk about Mzigas HaKos. So simply, people normally interpret it to mean to pour wine for your husband, or vice versa. So therefore, it would be usher for you to pour wine for your wife or for you. So let's see how. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We have there the Shulchan Aruch. Yes. Look on page 32. Kol malacha she'isha osa labayla nida osa lo. Chutz mizikas hakosh asur limzok hakos. If she can't, haga b'fanav ulanicha l'fanav al hashulchan. So she can't pour the kos in front of him and put it in front of him on the shulchan. And came tasa shum heker, you know, shulchan biat small. Unless she puts it on the Shulchan, if she's a righty, she puts it with her left hand. Where she doesn't put it exactly on the table, she puts it on the pillow nearby. So you make some type of shinui. So if you look in the let's look in the Shach. Pasuk habach, v'tzasi kosu b'drashos marash me'ostrach. So there's the drashos of marash me'ostrach in the Sefer Hilchos from Minhagei Marat. The shelo k'din osim habalei batim shemanichim nishoseim lisa hakaras v'kayotzi b'hem ala shulchan. In other words, it's not right for the women to put the plates on the shulchan, in other words, to serve, she's going to be serving her husband. So she's going to put the soup in front of him, she's going to put the meat in front of him, all these, because that's like Mezigas HaKos. That's like Mezigas HaKos. So that's what the Maharash Me'osrach says, that it's not only pouring wine for him, and like this case of Shulchan Aruch, it says Kol malacha she'isha osa labayla nida osa chutz mimzikas hakosh asur limzok hakos ulhanicha l'fanav. So she pours the cup and puts it in front of him. So it's not only, she says, not only the coasts, but any food, or the soup, put it in front of him. For the, continuing in the Shach, Hagos Maimonios, Shem Re'em, the Mezika below Hoshata, Hoshata below Mezika Mutter, a few below Shinoi, who had been Bekara, the Lekel, Hoshata, the Shari. In other words, you need both, pouring of it and putting it, according to Re'em. So, so that's the story here. And then Aloha Yiralef, Asur Latsia Mitaso Befanov. Right, he can't make his bed in his presence. The Dafka Prisa Sedinim Van Chaser Shu Der Chiba. And then Yud Gimel says, "Kashem Shasur Limzog Lo, Kachu Osur Limzog Lo."
Where is that?
Well, Sif, you page. What page is this? 32. Kuf Tzadi Hei, Sif Yud Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch says it works both ways. He quotes from the Rashba, the Taurus Abayis. Shem Shosur Lim Zoglo Kachi, Hu Osur Lim Zoglo. Lord Alfil Lichloch Lo, Toshur Ein Osur, Lo Shlakos Shal Brach, Lo Shlakos Hachim, Hu Miyuchad Lo. So that's the so the big question that comes up is Kiddush, right? How do you work for Kiddush? So if you look in the middle of the Shach here, it says, the first word learned is Harashba. On page 32, in Sifkat Yud Gimel, in the first word in the line is Harashba. Torah Zabayis HaKotzer. The Mezigas Yayin B'mayim Dafka Oser. Aval Shar Mashkin, Inami Zigam and Akli, Kemosha Nosim Shari. You have that, Rashba? You have it here in the packet? It's in the Bias HaKotzer. What daf is it? It says, second, this is by Sean. Guys, Zion Sharpe's going around. Yes, page 3. Look at the bottom. So the two, look at the bottom. Shem she'osu lo limzog lo, es ha'kos kach osu lo limzog lo. So, but look further up. Mezigas hakos b'koshel yayin shu margila erva. So the Baiz HaKotze, he writes b'feirush that not like this marash miyostreich. What do you think? What is the Rashba saying in the Baiz HaKotze on top? Mezigas hakos b'koshel yayin shu margila erva. Is he argue? Is this arguing with the marash miyostreich that says it applies to all foods?
Yes.
Meaning?
Meaning, unless there was some other food that's also margula erva, maybe, but food ba'alma.
It's not.
Would not be a,
because right. It's more like Rav Abadi says than what? That wine or maybe other intoxicating beverage.
Maybe it makes sense, but.
Right, but something like soup is not margula.
Soup in the stomach, not, right.
Right, so that's where Rav Abadi holds. Some people are machmir for this barash miyostreich, that all foods they don't put in front of. The wives are wives in front of them. But he thought that Rav Abadi holds meager that it's only wine.
Does anyone say Kiddush is a margula erva because it's Yon and Shalkdush and it's specifically made?
Well, let's get one thing at a time.
Yeah.
But Lukaran, I'll take you a second, 1 second. But this writes, so this Lukaran, as Gavriel pointed out, seems to be against the this Marash Miyostreich. So it's more the Shach, so that's why some people are machmir for it, because it's in the Shach. But
that himself says.
The Shach. So it's, you know, so. But everybody thought Mikir, then it's Mutter. She could put, bring the. She could put his. Bring his bowl of soup, you know, like if you're serving soup. So pre plated soup. Pre-plated chickens and, you know, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Is it not for intoxicating beverages or, let's say, a special dish that you like to make? Would that be also considered a margula erva?
The simple pshat, I think, is what Rav Gurel said. Margula erva is something usually that's intoxicating. I mean, you want to say there's a special dish that like he likes. That's, you know, he could, maybe, you know. It's like, what do you say, Gavriel?
Maybe, I mean, it's at least a simple shot. Mm. You want to make it together on yourself, sure.
Right, like Gavriel say, like Rav Shecht always says from the Mesilas Yesharim, person wants to make an extra gather on themselves because they think that something could lead to something else. So, you know, like Rav Shecht said from Mesilas Yesharim, you know, why not? Like Gavriel saying, but. There's a reason why the Gemara said kos. Kos means the kos shel yayin. So everybody thought it means also, you know, maybe beer or schnapps or something like that. But there's a chiddush, this marach. Maybe that's proud in the marach, marash miostrech, that whenever she gives him food, that there's a chiba involved in that. You know. But that was one thing. Then the other thing he brings here in the Shach. They say if the mezig is yayin b'mayim dafka osse. So that it's dafka, mezigas hakos. See, this is another important point. The mezigas hakos doesn't really mean pouring wine. What does meziga mean?
Mixing.
Yeah, diluting. So, l'chora, we don't do that, b'sman
hazeh. What about when I'll pick Kabbalah, you put a little, some people put in a little water, would that count? Kiddush, you know. Maybe.
Okay, so then they shouldn't do that for Yishton either.
You're already saying that it's like a mix, like she's making you something.
It's right, exactly. Right.
And maybe it doesn't count since it's such a little amount. It's not like
in fact. Right. Okay, so mainly you want to be machmir, so be machmir, so be machmir for Yishton either.
But, you would say one should?
I mean, okay, yeah, because maybe that's the Iker Halacha, is the Mezigas HaKos. So then any form of mezigah. But so people are so machmir on the yayin, but the yayin is not really mezigah. And the Satmar Rebbe pointed this out. I mean, you look in the Shach, it's even the Shach. And so, you know, sometimes people are very machmer on things that are mutter mikra din, and then they make all the things that. It's sort of like Rav Abadi said, that by the little tables. Those tables, that's probably the more ikur halacha. And then when people go to restaurants, they're not machmer on that. And then the big tables, when they're at home, there's a big table that they have 15 guests on Shabbos, but when they're eating dinner alone, one of the two is, you know, might be mutter, according to some shitas. Okay, this minhag is still to be machmer, to put a heker, but a lot of times, you know, everybody gets upset. The people sometimes things that are ikur hadin, they, you know, he writes in one place, like, you know, like a lot of times women have tehillim groups. Nothing against tehillim groups, but then these same women are not davening shachris and mincha. They're having the tehillim group, but they're not davening shachris and mincha. So it says shachris mincha, and he holds marav also. That's ikur halacha. The tehillim groups is it's a nice thing, but. In other words, some people just have a skewed view of what the real halacha is and what's just a nice thing and what should come first and not. So that's... What?
Like callbacks for a push lame up, but they're lax when they dress
themselves. Yeah, okay. Yeah, a lot of things. A lot of things. And then the Sabbath Rebbe has a great tshuva here. In the Divrei Yoel. I'll go over to page 25. So he says, Nira Lafir is 90% of the Shmir, Binyan Zeshne in Yana. On the top right, Nira Lafir is 90%, page 25. Isser Mzigas Hakos. So that's found in the Gemara. And the Rashba said both ways. And the Iraim says, you need both Mazig and Oshata. And it says, "B'shem Rosh Makasov, they ain't also on Mazig of a mind. Well, Shvicha Mikan and Kos Mutter. The Dafka Yain also, Vasham Mashke Mutter. Right, so it could be that Mikra Din, you know, these things are, not Mazigah Sakos even. He says, and then he says that who's the one who says that even the husband can't do it? That's the Rashba. But the Rashba himself says it's only with Mayim. In other words, the Gemara says it's only for hard to do to him. The Shiloh that comes up is by Kiddush when he's giving Tahar, but he's giving Tahar, that's the Rashba's Kiddush, but the same person, the same Rashba, said it's only if you put water in it.
What is this? Like, we're being about to fill in for a minute about Seis because it's all the
Okay, it's not, but it's easy. Yeshlom and Din Habal, the Hadda also looms up who directly give a Rashba. A Rashba lost her, a few Isha Muzegas, Labaila, Muzigab Amayim. Okay, you could But he's saying he doesn't think you have to be more machmir than the Rashba himself was machmir. If you want to be machmir already, that it's not only for the woman to the man, but the man to the woman, then I don't think you have to be more machmir than what the Rashba himself meant. The Rashba himself meant only when you're pouring wine. So meigar adin aval shvicha b'kankan l'chos l'hoshit leker yisr klal. The Bashar poskim don't into Yisr Labal Rak HaRashba. The other poskim don't have Yisr Labal, only the Rashba. And he only says Mamish Bazika. So if you're in a so people usually are Machmir, you know, pouring, but you should realize the Sabbath Rebbe says it's not the real halacha. The real halacha is when the husband's doing it for the wife, is only when he's putting water in, which usually was Manazeh, and we never do. I mean, when was the last time you put water in the wine that you were, today we have, you get 4% Moscato is 4%, 5.5. Yeah, but that's it. So you don't have to. A Kabbalist, okay. Okay, so the Kabbalists they should do it for their wives.
Would be Ziga sometimes on
case that people
like a little bit of
grain
from their wife
that's
less alcoholic?
They should just get the 5.
Thanks. Some people that like you.
For Pesach, we get Malvasia.
Red.
Malvasia, yeah.
It's like the red market.
That's so. That's like instead of the white one, this is Vinik to have red wine at the Seder. So get the Malvasia. Yes, it's Mavushal. Yeah, you get Mavasi and Mavushal.
And the bubbles included in the ship?
They have to wait till it simmers down.
You don't think it's sad to say that you're just doing a little drop of the Kabbalah that's not the
same? Yeah, there is a sad to say. There is a time to say that a little drop of pink Kabbalah is not really Bazika either. Bazika probably means when it was too stark to drink, when it was, so you had to dilute it. To make it.
Yeah.
Right, because the wine was too strong. It could be that the Bazika, that this Kabbalistic might not even be called Bazika either.
Which is not a problem with Kabbalah if they wanted to get the Sikha, but that's
the end of the story. Okay. Gavriel, I'll leave the Kabbalah up to you and we'll figure it out.
Can I just see them do that?
What?
Can I see them do that?
Do what?
What do you mean? They want to see them. Yeah.
Do what?
This Mazigo.
You mean put water in the wine? But I'm saying he's pointing out that they don't do a real Mazigo.
They just do a whole thing and take a fork and mix it up.
Yeah. You know, that's Mazigo in the Gemara was a significant amount of. And then he points out another thing with the Satmar Rebbe, because there's another answer. But you're not allowed to be Sholeach Kosh Yain, your wife. So then he quotes the Binyan Zion by Shalach Manas, that he says, Sholeach, he doesn't think if your wife is at the table and you're sending down a kos of wine to her, that's Shlichus. Because Shlichus means when you're like giving, she's not there, and you're sending a kos. So people today are machmir, both on the Mezigah to mean even pouring, and Mezigah to even mean sending. The Satmar Rebbe thought that neither one is really Lahalacha, the beaker I did. Because the Mazigah just means is mixing, not pouring. And the Shluch HaKos is only when it's like sending flowers to somebody you're dating seriously. You sent a flower for Shabbos, so she feels very happy that you're thinking about her, even though when you're not in front of her. So, but to send down the table, she's right over there, and you just, you know, sending the coast down. And Rav Abadi told me once, he says a big raya to this, he said to me, was that if you have a married lady at the table, right? So you're going to get, when you make kiddush, you're going to send wine to her also. So if it really be chibur, it would be inappropriate. But the fact that we're going to send wine at the table to everybody at the table, right? When you make kiddush, you'll give everyone wine, not just your wife. And if it would really be chibur, it would be inappropriate to send to another lady. That would be inappropriate. But the fact that we do still do that shows that it's nothing to do with any chibur whatsoever. If, just like it would be inappropriate for you to send flowers to face another man's wife, because that would be inappropriate, because that's showing chibur. So if you'd send a cup of a bottle of wine to her, to someone else's wife, that would be inappropriate. So it would be inappropriate. So if we're really chibur at the table, it would be inappropriate to give her wine when she's sitting at your table. But we don't say that. Right? So because it's clear that there's no indication of chibur when you're taking the kiddush wine and you're giving it out to the people at the table. And therefore, everybody said that it should have, so that your wife also shouldn't be considered chibur. So some people have the minute they just take like five cups and they just put it in the middle of the table and they don't designate which is, so they're more machmir. But what the Sabbath Rebbe says is he thinks, you know, you have to know what the halacha is and what's just the chumrah. So he thinks all these things are just chumras. The fact with the pouring and the fact that they're passing the wine. I mean, the handed, that's a separate issue. That's the issue of Oshata that applies to keys, applies to anything. But that was funny. I think he's making a very good point.
Right. Both the hands on is that something considered inappropriate for Ishmael, but also appropriate for Nation's Ish. Kapushat is also for Nation's Ish.
I mean, there are certain things that were more about Ishmael than by Ishmael. Right. Right. But even that, we're only machmir because it's some measure of chibur.
But it's not considered chibur to someone else's wife. I'm not handing something to someone else's wife.
Right, but handing is not the chibur. Handing might come to touch, whatever. So we're more machmir by ishtonida. But doing things of chibur for your wife would apply to a woman, another woman as well. In other words, things that are just hachokas, but not necessarily chibur essence, is so it's the woman machmer for ishtonida, but things that we're also for ishtonida al chibur, it has to be chibur. And the right that it's not chibur is that you would even do it to another woman.
So there's two different, there's hachokas of nida and hachokas of chibur and hachokas are not of chibur?
Right, in other words, anything ultimately could lead to it, but some things are more direct. Okay, so that was and then Atzah Samita is again making the bed, but again and it's only b'faneha, right? But again, the poskim point out that it has to be something that. And take a look, by the way, on page 21 about the sending the kos. It says b'raisa m'shager koshal bracha li'isha shalom v'das b'ayla chay misa mishadaita rabba alav. Yeah, so that's, you know, so that's what it was talking about. That's what the Sabbath Rebbe was talking about. Shagat Kos is to send the Kos. It's like what the show, what the brilliant seer said about, just, you know, sending Shalach Manas to, you know, to somebody, but it's not in their presence. If you look in the page 28 in the Bari HaShulchan, Rav Avraham Cohen, He writes, Ruby Yufa Bavinirish, a few so left Hamakos is supposed to Ishto Tishto Levada, may Echad may have Osir, of Mitchell Yifad Azimim in Ishto. It says, Perishim Shalek Kosh Lucholam Tram Sham Lays Labar. Okay, so that's the. Okay. But these are the. These are the Yonim that have to do with Ish, you know, Ishtomida. And again, we discussed this about Hatzas Amita. It's also, I think it's the poskim assume that it means the Darachiba. And just the. You know, today we make a bed just take the blanket and just put it out. It's not like a fancy, you know. So that has some I've heard in the name that I heard. It's not my own story. I've heard this story that idea that it's not really the kibba what we do today. You know, it's just sort of the bed, the room should look sloppy. So, like in the morning, you put your blanket out, you know, so it's not just crumpled up. So, that's not so the sheet that I heard that I think is Bastabra is that that's not called Atzas Hamita of the Aser, the Faneha. And that's the story with these things. Okay, so that's this. So what's the next packet? That is what 16. What's the next packet you have on your thing? Yeah, what is 16.1? What is it? 16A? What is it? Which one?
It says B. It's B.
That's A. 16A, yeah.
16.1. Maybe 16.1 is the standard 16.
16A. 16A. And what's B? Which one is B?
There's two 16.
Which one is 16B? Well, 16B. Yes.
16B supplement is.
Yeah, we're not okay. What's 16B? Oh, yeah. That's 16A. So we can start that now. A little bit. About a question of dressing up. That's this Gemara Shabbos and some of Dalam and base. The Tanya of Adav and just as a kingdom, I've shown almost a lot of Kahel, a lot of pockets, a lot of Koshet, with big day Tzivonim. But she shouldn't wear like attractive clothing when she's in either. Atchabar Rabbi Kiva, we made him Cain Atamagan al Bailo. Gonna make her look not attractive for her husband. And him to Baila Magarsha. Matamaloma Vidova Midasa Midasa Te Ashitova Bumain. So in other words, the one opinion said Dova Midasa means that Anita should look like sloppy. So unattractive. And Rabbi Kiva said, "No, you can't make her look unattractive. Then he's gonna, you know." And the famous Yerushalmi on page 3, you know, has this discussion.
That's about Anita or Isumi.
Anita.
Is she just not basically because she's coming?
And she's also a Bible.
But we don't want her
We don't want her money.
Right, so we don't want him to be detractive, but on the other hand, we don't want it to look. We don't want him to be so attracted to her when they're in Edom. On the other hand, we don't want them to be, you know, so unattractive that he's going to be repulsed from her. So that's what Yerushalmi says. See, Vadovin Bidasa Vazov as Azov. I'm reading the Yerushalmi on page 3. So one opinion says she shouldn't put on like makeup or stuff like that until she's toivel. So he says that he'll come to the Garishav. The Asid the Kainim Kibay Shamai Udrabi Kiva Kibay Silla. So Rabbi Kiva is Kibay Silla Rashi, the Korbanator, Shemutta Lagarsha, Filo Lamotzachain Lefanov. Right? Because what is Rabbi Shami says, Lo Yigarish Ishto Lamotzaba Ervas Dover. So Rabbi Kiva holds that yeah. Okay, maybe we'll start the next on this for this piece here. Yeah. Okay, so we'll see some of the highlights. But, okay. Okay, we'll stop here now and we'll continue with Hashem Wednesday. See how much more.
I'm not sure if I was quite a